as we offer our love and gratitude to beloved Mighty Victory and all who come from Venus to purify the Earth. We ask them to hold very close to those under this radiation, and day by day, charge us and keep on charging us and expanding into and around us the powerhouse of their fiery love for that violet-consuming flame, and keep charging into and around us all that they know we're going to be required to make and keep us victorious over all in this world, wherever we abide. And keep rendering that service to beloved Saint Germain until America is purified and every force of evil is annihilated from this world and all life upon it forever. And to Mighty Blessed Victory himself do we offer all the love and gratitude and obedience of our life streams forever. Blessed ones of the mighty Saint Germain's family, we come into the atmosphere of Earth tonight, and entering in to the lower atmosphere, we are charging, wherever possible, into and around you all, the greater power and pressure of the love from Venus, by which we attained our victory, and by which we must establish victory in this world. Now, since it is hate that has created the sinister force, and since the sinister force dominates mankind through doubt and fear and hate, which exist because the people do not know or call forth the fiery love for the violet consuming flame. There are so few people in the world that know anything about the violet consuming flame. Therefore, those of you who have this momentum already built in your acknowledgement and use of it, I assure you, are very valuable to us. We value each of you more than you understand. And for that reason, we want to use each of you in the most powerful way possible to bring into outer physical conditions enough violet-consuming flame to establish the victory in outer physical conditions that begins to grow and expand the violet-consuming flame again, to not only hold dominion, but to enter into the structure of Earth itself and become its ever-enfolding, controlling atmosphere. So wherever you abide, if when you think of the violet-consuming flame or you send your love to it, acknowledge it as your fiery love for that violet-consuming flame. And that means the love from the unfed flame in your heart and the love from the unfed flame in the heart of your mighty I Am Presence goes forth to love the violet flame in action everywhere. And it is not only a pouring of the love of your life stream to that violet consuming flame, but it is, as you give that love to the violet consuming flame, its return to you is an action of the great central sun magnet to draw more of its cosmic power into action in your outer world affairs, which affect the nation. So there is wondrous, marvelous power in your love to the violet consuming flame and in its love to the earth. Now, since the sinister force has been created and is sustained by hate and doubt and fear, then there must come to offset that this fiery love for the violet consuming flame And from within the violet consuming flame itself, in through and around you all, to make you a powerhouse of its control that enables you to stand against the sinister force of the outer world. Now, destructive activities have gone on age after age. And destruction against destruction has never solved any problem and never will. Violence is not the solution of any problem. Therefore, those of you who understand the violet consuming flames, cosmic power and cosmic action, and its cosmic authority from the great central sun, can have tremendous concentration of it in and around yourselves as you realize that it is the love and mercy and forgiveness from the heart of the mighty I Am Presence and the heart of the great central sun. Therefore, it is the sacred love of the sacred fire that is the consuming, neutralizing, controlling, remolding activity of the life from the great central sun to handle the energy and substance and consciousness that manifests in this world. So the more you can understand the boundless powers and blessings that are within that violet consuming flame, and then love them, draw them out into your outer use by your love for them, you will find they will act much more quickly and will reveal to you the many powers that are within the sacred love of the sacred fire. It is not only your love for that violet consuming flame, but it is its love for you, which is the love from the great central sun, the mighty I Am Presence there, that pours its sacred fire love into outer manifestation as its all-controlling, ever-expanding perfection that loves all manifestation into something greater and better. So, the violet consuming flame has many, many powers within it and many, many blessings that you are free to use. And I assure you, when you understand how great those blessings are, the treasure house of the universe is ever at your command and is ever ready to pour its boundless gifts into your outer use. It is merely a matter of setting the habit of use. Now you have used the faculties of life. You've used the faculties of the intellect. You've used the energy and power of the feelings. Your feeling world, the emotional body, all down through the ages to build the things you didn't want, to build your limitations and your problems. Now, by the use of the supreme love of the universe, the supreme love within life, which is the violet consuming flames, love, forgiveness, and mercy to everything in manifestation, you, by pouring love to that violet consuming flame, can draw it back into outer conditions to bless you with its love. So it is a marvelous cosmic circle of activity that as you give your love to it, it being the sacred love of the sacred fire, automatically brings back to you greater and greater love. But within that love are the manifestations that belong in this world that are so wonderful that they bring joy to all life. And this is what we want to draw into America as soon as purification has been completed. This nation must be purified from those forces that have no intention of doing right at the present time. They will, as time goes on, in cycles to come. But at present, the betrayal within your borders is the most dangerous thing in the world for America. But you, even just a handful of the I Am student body which abides in America, as you love that violet consuming flame enough, you can draw its violet flaming love into outer physical conditions, its sacred fire loving control into outer conditions to be the consuming presence, the controlling presence, and the protecting presence of all within your borders. So it is not idly that you gave those decrees tonight. And I assure you, if enough people were to call that violet consuming flame throughout the nation to take out of existence the injustice under which the people struggle, you would weaken the mass accumulation of discord within the nation, and in that there would come the awakening of those within your borders to reach up and use this greater power for their protection and to save the nation. Now, many diabolical things are planned, but you know, there are many things that make the plans of men go awry, and the violet consuming flame is one of them, and perhaps the most powerful. So when you love the violet consuming flame, I mean when you pour your love to it, just remember, it will come back to you with infinitely greater love than you can give to it. Because the love from the great central sun is ever expanding through the manifestation of this world, wherever the sacred fire is acknowledged and allowed to come forth and hold dominion. So, blessed ones, we on Venus, in our love for that violet consuming flame, I assure you, it is a fiery love. It's a fiery devotion. And it draws fiery blessings of perfection back to the source that gives that love. And if you thank your beloved I Am presence for its violet flaming love to you in outer conditions, just as certainly as you send your love there, will more love come back to you. And since this world must be purified and redeemed and set free by some power of the great love of life in the great central sun, then the more you can pour back to your beloved I Am presence and the sacred fire everywhere, your love and gratitude for the use of the violet consuming flame, you keep the door open for the floodgates to pour forth to you and into this world these activities of the violet consuming flame's control of outer world conditions. Now, when sometimes individuals are vicious, or their creation around them is vicious, And they come into a focus of a violet consuming flame, or someone begins to call it into action around them. You can watch this many times, and it proves how real that violet consuming flame is. When an individual is determined to do evil, and you begin to call forth the violet consuming flame in cosmic action in and around that individual, there always comes a sense of heat with it. The individual becomes very uncomfortable, many times even to the point of heavy perspiration is created by the return of that evil back into its cause, which the violet flame does. As it starts to consume it, it forces it back into its own cause. Of course, that neutralizes the plans of the individual. So, do not be surprised by the physical reactions that it may produce, because it can also produce a very powerful trembling activity upon very vicious human creation, where individuals are very intent on producing viciousness. When the violet consuming flame in cosmic action starts to close in upon that and force it back to its own cause, it can cause a tremendous shaking and trembling within the animal part of that human creation. So don't be surprised if people get uncomfortable. As long as you're a master of the situation, you don't even need to acknowledge it. Just ignore it, except to produce it whenever individuals become vicious. Turn their evil back upon them by the violet consuming flame, but hold such control it will not allow it to expand. It simply forces it to be still and move back to its cause till it is consumed. So if you feel heat sometimes in the intense action of the violet consuming flame in and around yourselves, remember it is of cosmic pressure and power, not so much for yourselves many times as it is to control conditions in the atmosphere about you when disturbance wants to attack. If the masses of the people understood the power in that violet consuming flame, there isn't anything on this earth that could stand before them of destructive forces and try to dominate. If I were you, I would see this pass through the brain structure of every human being on the earth and cut away all hypnotic force and domination by destructive activities. It would do many things. It would consume the confusion in the mind. It would consume many destructive etheric records upon which is anchored the accumulated energy that sustains them. And therefore, when you ask for the violet consuming flame's annihilation of all destructive etheric records, you do not handle that yourselves physically. Your call comes to us, or to the lords of the violet consuming flame, or to the legions of the violet consuming flame. And they draw that into outer physical conditions and set it into action and sustain it until the destructive etheric record is consumed. That, of course, weakens all destructive activities, but it also is a protecting force around individuals who might have to pass through a locality where great viciousness had been sustained. So it is very far-reaching, my dear ones. Every time you call the violet consuming flame, or your violet flaming Christ, as you've been calling in your decrees, when you call this into outer physical conditions, it is very far-reaching, for it goes on and on and on. And we can sustain it and amplify it without any limit whatsoever. And in your enjoyment and use of it, you will bring many things into manifestation that not only will bless you, but they are of the greater perfection, which is to come into this civilization that belongs in America in the years just ahead. So when you hear us speak of the fiery love from Venus for the violet-consuming flame, it is the momentum of our love to that violet-consuming flame and its love back to us that has produced the manifestations on Venus that are so wonderful. And one day the earth must be purified and beautified and perfected likewise. You can begin within yourselves and around yourselves to call its blessings into outer manifestation. Just try to think of the violet consuming flame as the never never-ending blessings, the always invincible action of the sacred fire, and the outpouring of such love as mankind has not yet understood, but to which it must awaken and one day arise and enter in to that love in order to be free. And if you choose, like you were told last night, to make the outer self a powerhouse of the violet-consuming flames, all-controlling love, it means that activity of pure Christ love that purifies everything. And wherever it would go, it would compel purification. You need this in many, many, many avenues of your daily experience. And I think tonight, if you care to accept my victory, I'll put you up to something. Thank you so much, precious one. Won't you be seated, please? Just remain so. You demand of your beloved I Am Presence and me, I don't mind the demand at all, that every problem in your being and world be forced to become for you a powerhouse and sun presence of such love and perfection of the violet consuming flame that everything is transmuted and raised into the eternal perfection that is the divine plan fulfilled. Then don't be surprised if many blessings flood into your outer use. For when they do, acknowledge them as the miracle transforming power of the violet consuming flame's love for you. Now, this is the way you make the problem become a manifestation of the sacred fire that blesses you. Now, this is the mastery of life, but no mastery was ever attained without conscious knowledge and awareness and use of the violet consuming flame. Within it is all mastery, and it is the sacred love of the sacred fire. So is the unfed flame, the sacred love of the sacred fire, the sacred wisdom of the sacred fire, and the sacred power of the sacred fire. But when you, in the authority of your own life, which you used when you created the problem, if you still use that same authority of your own life, and you demand that that problem become the fiery love of the violet consuming flame, you'll take all the resistance and struggle and strain and problems out of your world. You will take every unpleasant quality out of the problem. And when you take the discord out of the problem, it yields you the perfection of the divine plan in its place. Try for just one day, the moment any problem comes to your attention, just demand that the love of your beloved I Am presence and my fiery love from Venus for the violet consuming flame force that problem to yield you the perfection of our love and see what happens. This is the miracle way to handle life. It's the miracle way to handle problems. It's the miracle way to love. Perfection in the manifestation wherever you pass in the universe. But just experiment for one day on your own problems and talk to that problem just like it was a child. After all, it's your life. Every problem in your world is the activity of the energy and the consciousness of your own life. So why shouldn't you talk to it? You talk to yourselves many times when you shouldn't. So you must realize that sometimes when things seem like inanimate problems or obstruction of some kind, try to realize it is life, it is consciousness, and you have all authority by the sacred love of that violet consuming flame. Don't talk to the intelligence within that life, compel it to be purified, compel all discord to be consumed, and compel that intelligence to yield you the perfection of the divine plan fulfilled. Now, when you start the habit of doing this, and you really move into action with determination, I tell you the transformation in your beings and worlds will be unbelievable till you experience them. This is the power of transmutation. This is the mastery of energy. And I might say, this is my victory for your world. It is what brought victory to Venus. Thank you so much. So when you talk to your problems, speak to that life and say, through the beloved mighty I Am presence which I am, I command you to yield me the love of the violet consuming flame. I don't want to hear anything else out of you. I tell you, it will just produce miracles of blessing and perfection. And very soon, it will not take you long to come to the realization within that by your fiery love to that violet consuming flame and your use of it, you are master over the things in this world that have disturbed you. But demand the problem give you the love of the violet consuming flame. Because the sacred love of the sacred fire is master over everything. And when you do not accept out of a problem anything but the fiery victory of my love from Venus for the violet consuming flame, well, I pour that violet consuming flame in there. Your presence pours the violet consuming flame. You love the violet consuming flame. And you have three streams of the love of the sacred fire pouring into the energy of the problem with a command that it's got to be raised into the perfection which that love is. Just try it. Now let us see what we can do between now and conclave time. See what you can do between now and next week. And just the moment something becomes a problem in your world, instead of spending the energy that most of the time you do, resenting, resisting, rebelling against, and fighting the problem, you arise into the authority of your own beloved I Am presence. And you command that problem to yield you the love of the violet consuming flame. And you will find that problem dissolve and disappear from your world, and a blessing of perfection take its place. Now, some problems will need more command perhaps than others, but the more you attain a momentum of this, the more you acknowledge yourself either as a powerhouse or a sun presence of the love of the violet consuming flame from Venus, the more you use that, the quicker will things yield to your command until you will find yourselves master over conditions in this world, at least where you abide. But you use the authority of your own life, your love of your life, because you love to have perfection in your world. And perfection has to be the action of love. So when you call your beloved I Am presence, that through its authority of the sacred fire, you command that problem to yield you the love of the violet consuming flame, you will find miracles unbelievable taking place. And what you thought was a stumbling block or a limitation can become for you a wide open door to more power and mastery over conditions in this world. But don't hesitate to use my fiery love from Venus for the violet consuming flame. Because I assure you, the perfection that is there is due to the love that drew it there. And so it can be with you. I will not hold you long tonight. Just experiment with this. And you can be the best and biggest dictator in the world. But you will not be a tyrant. You can dictate all to your heart's content to those problems, but don't pick on people. People are not your problems. The qualified energy is the problem. And if it seems to be connected with a personality, ask the presence to blaze into it. The fiery love from Venus for that violet-consuming flame, and command that thing to yield you the love of the sacred fire. And as you love your presence, and you love us, and you love that violet-consuming flame, it will come back to you through the problem as the love that raises it into its own solution. Doesn't it sound easy? And it is once you gain a momentum. Don't argue about it and don't fear it. I ask you to use all your energy and thought and feeling about the problem in just this one command through the fiery authority of my beloved I Am Presence. I command you to yield me the love of the violet consuming flame. And out of the very problem itself, most of the time will come its solution. Sometimes with the greatest surprise you've ever experienced. Because our fiery love for the violet consuming flame, charged into the condition, will contain thoughts and feelings and powers and ways and means of creating perfection in its place, and it will pour back to you the love of that violet consuming flame that will surprise you very greatly. So, blessed ones, go forward from tonight and demand that every problem become for you a sun presence or powerhouse of the love of the violet consuming flame. You put that into the problem, and the problem will have to give it back to you. Whatever you pour into life, life pours back to you. And if you have created these problems in the past by your own life, or you opened yourself to them, then by your own life, your own authority, your own power and energy, you can charge into the problem the violet flame love that you want to come out of it. So remember, what you want most is the love of the violet consuming flame. But you must put it in to the world around you before the world will pour it back to you. So as we go forward, you will find the fiery love from Venus for that violet consuming flame coming into the physical conditions of the world, because it has to come here in order to purify and consume the hate that mankind has generated. So just keep busy commanding every problem to yield you the love of the violet consuming flame. And you won't have time to contemplate the viciousness of hate. And as your attention is upon this, you insulate yourselves, because your attention is taken away from destructive conditions. And even if it's a world condition of destruction, you can do the same thing. Call to the cosmic beings, and who are the violet flame control of this system of worlds, to charge into world problems or national problems the fiery love from Venus that forces those conditions to yield this nation the love of the violet consuming flame. Let us see what we can do before this very important world conference. Let us qualify that. Command, you can call it a summit conference or a ministers conference or any old kind of a conference you want to. Let's call it the Violet Flame Conference. I put enough fiery love from Venus into that conference and force it to yield this nation the love of the violet consuming flame. Then force it to yield every nation the same. Thank you so much. And I'll do the same thing in business. Force every problem in business. Charge before you start to handle it. Charge into it, the command. Through the fiery authority of your mighty I Am presence, command that condition to yield you the love of the sacred fire. And when there's enough of that in and around you, you are master of circumstance here. So let us go forward and fill everything that you can contact in this world with a fiery love from Venus for the violet consuming flame. And just enjoy conquering your problems, revealing your mastery, communing with your presence, and drawing here the love that the great law of life offers you to make you victorious over all in this world till your ascension is complete. Thank you with all the violet flame love of my heart and its fiery power, I assure you, shall command your victory until you have it for eternity. Thank you so much. Beloved mighty victory, ever abide with us and keep us reminded of all you've told us tonight till we too become your fiery love for the violet consuming flame that does set all free forever. To the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all under this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such love to the violet consuming flame that it brings that love back to us wherever we abide. And it is victory always over all in this world. And we thank thee. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, charge us and clothe us with so much love of the violet consuming flame that it is all of everything we'll ever require to fulfill the divine plan wherever we abide. And we thank thee. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you for your love that opened the door that we might have the light and the violet consuming flames, freedom to life. The seven mighty Eduim, the seven mighty Kumaras, the seven mighty Johans, the seven great archangels, who we call as never before for your visible, tangible presence with us. Clothe us in the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Eduim, and beloved Arcturus. Compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand and become one with the sevenfold flame without, and cutting us free from all connection. From the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world, but not of it. And pouring into his distress the love of the sacred fire, that fiery love from Venus, for the violet consuming flame, that it may master everything in this world, let us abide within a powerhouse of its presence and make us the son of its freedom to life everywhere forever. We thank thee. Thank you, precious one. Thank you, precious ones, we add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have and raise it all to our beloved mighty I Am presence and all the great ones and the mighty blessed victory and to all that is the violet consuming flame and the hosts of the angelic legions who minister and draw that flame to the earth. We ask them to accept it, amplified without limit, and charging it to the one mighty stroke of the world-enfolding sun presence of its almighty fiery love. Make it forever master of this world until it has consumed everything unlike its own perfection for eternity. And to all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to compel all that it holds to flood forth into the outer use of those on this radiation, expanded in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all that's not of the light, and make those on this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and to compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all, the original divine way, without passing through the change called death. And we thank thee. Now as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the dispensations, and all the fiery love for the battle-consuming flame that is forever victory over all of this world. And wherever we abide, may its sun presence bless all with the freedom and victory of the ascension, until all who pass this way of earth are raised forever into the fiery love of its glorifying perfection. We thank thee.